For Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. A French teenager infected at birth with HIV has shown the ability to control levels of the infection in her body without being on antiviral treatment. The finding provides new hope that a functional cure for HIV, where the virus is brought down to low levels but not eradicated in the body, may one day be possible. The 18-year-old female, whose mother was HIV positive, was given antiviral treatment soon after birth, but stopped at age 6 and has since maintained undetectable levels of the virus in her blood, known as remission, for 12 years. This is the first time long-term remission has been shown in children or adolescents. The researchers believe there may be something unique in her biology that, combined with early treatment, enabled her to control the infection. But for now, the reasons remain a mystery. 4 years after the disaster at Japan's Fukushima nuclear power plant, strange things are happening to the plants and animals there. Recent years have brought reports of deformed fruit and mutant butterflies. But the latest is a remarkable photo of a deformed daisy posted on Twitter. The photo was taken in a city which lies about 70 miles from Fukushima. A tweet describes how the daisies growing there have apparently been impacted by exposure to radiation since the March 2011 incident, which resulted in the meltdown of 3 of Fukushima's 6 reactors following a devastating tsunami. While one of the daisies grew up normally, one of them split into 2 stems to have 2 flowers connected to each other, another having 4 stems of flower tied like a belt. The one with 4 stems grew up to be tied to each other, and it had the ring-shaped flower. The atmospheric dose is 0.5 microsieverts at 1 meter above the ground. This radiation dose is classified as safe for medium to long-term habitation. That no doubt played a part in the Japanese government's recent decision to allow more than 7,000 residents of a town near the Fukushima plant to return home 4 years after being evacuated. This is Dark Matter News.
With sunny weather and fresh air, many prefer to spend time outside. If you have Social Security business to tend to, that's no reason to ditch the outdoors. You don't have to wait in an office. You can handle much of your Social Security business from your laptop, wherever you want to be. You can even apply online for benefits as you sit on the beach. As long as you have an internet connection, you can do business with Social Security. Enjoy the great outdoors. We'll bring the office to you. Visit www.socialsecurity.gov.
In the early hours after the tsunami, it was ham radio that was on the air, saving lives. When Florida was ripped by hurricanes, the hams were there. In the critical moments after the attack of 9/11, it was the hams who coordinated emergency messages. When disasters strike, the hams are ready. Ham radio works when other communications don't. To learn how you can become a ham radio operator, call the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, at 1-800-326-3942.
Video of a handgun fired from a hovering drone into a wooded area has been posted on YouTube, where it has gone viral. Apparently by an 18-year-old Connecticut student whose father says his son created the drone for a college class. No one was harmed, nor has the teenager been arrested or charged. Still, the video has stirred fresh debate about the use of and dangers posed by drones. The U.S. Geological Survey says the fault that produced a 4.0 magnitude earthquake in Fremont early Tuesday morning is expected to produce another major earthquake any day now, and the Bay Area residents should be prepared. The 2:41 a.m. earthquake on the border of Fremont and Union City occurred at the Hayward Fault at a depth of 5 miles. The quake caused some BART delays early Tuesday, but appears to have caused no major damage. At least 13 smaller quakes or aftershocks have been reported near the same location as of 6:42 a.m., the largest of which was a 2.7 magnitude at 2:56 a.m. While damage from the quake was minimal, scientists warn that a much larger one is expected on the Hayward Fault, which extends from San Pablo Bay in the north to Fremont in the south and passes through the heavily populated areas including Berkeley, Oakland, Hayward, and Fremont. The last big earthquake on the fault, estimated to have a 6.8 magnitude, occurred in 1868. It killed about 30 people and caused extensive damage in the Bay Area, particularly in the city of Hayward, from which the fault derives its name. A research geophysicist with the United States Geological Survey says the population is now 100 times bigger in the East Bay, so we have many more people that may be impacted. The past 5 major earthquakes on the fault have been about 140 years apart, and now we're just at 147 years from the 1868 earthquake. The United States Geological Survey is urging residents to take steps to prepare for a major earthquake. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.